Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Paul preaches, "Not many of you are wise." And when I look at the likes of you, that's how I feel. Wise according to the world standards. Not many powerful, not many were of noble birth, he says. I mean, have you ever wondered why so few Lutherans or Christians in powerful, famous, noble arenas of the world? But that's the way it's always been. And we certainly see it in our time, in Hollywood, industry leaders, politicians, celebrities, the influencers, those who wield power. We are looked upon by the world as foolish, weak, low, despised. Yeah, what Paul said. And they mock Christian virtue and plot to destroy the Christian family in ways you don't realize. And you will continue to see what the world calls good is evil, that which is evil is called good. Congress passes a Respect for Marriage Act that only disrespects marriage, dishonors the gift that God has given. Establish an institute for our good and for the good of society. And you see crowds and politicians, environmentalists, everywhere working feverishly to destroy life. Demons and man have always plotted against the church, the Christian family. Things were the same, perhaps worse in Paul's day. And Paul points you to nothing else but Jesus. The implications of his cross in your daily life. Jesus preaches the Sermon on the Mount so that you would have hope. For though you are powerless in this world, despised, labeled unloving, chastised for being phobic on any number of issues, labeled for having many of the isms and ist of the, and ignored, if not oppressed, and though you also suffer injustices, terrible pain and grief, and even though likewise you have added to these difficulties with your sins, your errors that hurt those around you and yourself, so that you would hunger and thirst for righteousness, long for mercy, dream of peace, you shall be filled. This is what Jesus says, that your sorrows are neither without purpose, nor are they without end here. And those who have faith in him should not think the strange that you suffer in the world or are hated here or simply feel out of place. So they did to him. This world is not your home. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Your kingdom by divine declaration, and the earth itself, it will be yours even as it once was Adam and Eve's, and is yours already now. You are a part of this ecumenical international Catholic Church, a family that spans all generations of humanity. You are not out of place here. You belong here. You belong to God, loved by God. And even though the world does not know it, the earth belongs to you. You are declared righteous for the sake of Christ. This is the present reality, but it takes faith to see it. There's more than meets the eye. The poor in spirit, beloved by God, often lack in material things and honor of men, and they grieve and they suffer, evil in this world. Also know the comfort and righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You see, Jesus then even turns and looks you in the eye in the last beatitude. He switches from third person to second person pronouns. He isn't just talking about Christians. Blessed are you. He's talking to you. He's saying you are not less than the heroes of the faith of the past and have company of prophets and apostles and family who went before you. You are the church baptized into his own name. Rejoice and be glad. Jesus tells you, you belong to him. And this and that, he is with you through all of this. He has the right to bless you, to forgive you, to join you, and so he does. He gives you his righteousness out of his mercy in the kingdom of heaven. If it is anything, it is a kingdom of hope to encourage and comfort you. Bind up your wounds. He wants to put your difficulties, sorrow, your pain into perspective. For not only are they temporary, but also they are a pattern that he himself lived and suffered, which the church before you and throughout all the ages also lived and suffered. And your pain, your loneliness, your headaches, your heartaches are not insignificant to him. He hears your prayers and answers them. That nothing has befallen you is just happenstance or bad luck. No such thing as luck, really. I mean, rather, the Lord himself in perfect love is leading you through laughter and tears, through joys that are but a glimpse of the joys that are to come, and lead you through a life where there's always going to be monkeys who are going to throw poop on you. And you get hurt and suffer in this broken creation. He's leading you. And this is the communion of saints. You are not alone. Not all is as it appears, but yours is a kingdom. You shall be satisfied. Even now. And your mourning will cease, and some of your loved ones have already come to this reward, that even that the separation is not what it appears to be. It is not only temporary, but also is far less distant than it seems to the mortal eye. For the saints in glory join us in the Holy Communion with angels and archangels, even as they wait for us in heaven. This is a hope that surpasses all understanding. It beats in us like a song of war and a love ballad, all rolled into one, as hearts are brave again and arms are strong in his triumph. Blessed are you. That's your reality. Do not be ashamed of the cross. Be wise unto Christ. Do not think it strange that fiery trials come upon you. Do not seek comfort in worldly things or long life. This world is only temporary, and so is your sorrow. The Lamb was slain, lives. Fear no man. Do not fear those who can only kill the body. Jesus lives. The kingdom is yours. Your blessedness is now and eternal. In the name of Jesus, amen.